531.
PME News at 6, Nisayandra Vinaka. I'm Nema Ivudango. An anti-nuclear conference in Dunedin is calling on the government to take legal action against Japan if it goes ahead with plans to dump nuclear waste in the Pacific Ocean. A youth leader from the Federal States of Micronesia, Bedi Radhule, is urging New Zealand to add its weight in holding Japan accountable.
I really feel for my nation's leaders. They're taking on so much. They have so much on their shoulders, and to be constantly fighting for survival means we don't have time to focus on our energy on our people and developing our people. So I think a nation like New Zealand should take the lead on Fukushima waste dumping issue.
Pacific Housing Strategy is aiming to help Pacifica become future homeowners through financial literacy programs. Ainga Mofale aims to tackle housing challenges many Pacifica face in Aotearoa. Minister for Pacific Peoples, Peter Williams-Seo, says a key aspect of the plan is fueling generational wealth.
We don't talk about finances in the way that other families do. It's a conversation that we've got to have with our children so that our children don't end up falling into this trap that money just comes out of an ATM machine. It's also about saving to buy an asset that you can then pass on to your children and their children.
Pacifica people applying for new jobs are encouraged to ask future employers questions about culture in their workspace. SANS Training and Employment are a charity trust who help the unemployed find work. Pacific spokesperson Trish Falanitama says our people shouldn't be afraid to ask about the environment they may potentially work in.
If you go through interview feedback, the feedback from an employer is, you didn't ask enough questions. We didn't know whether you were disinterested, you were disengaged, or there was just almost like a lack of confidence in trusting us with your question.
The official opening ceremony of the Western and Central Pacific Fisheries Commission meeting took place this morning in Da Nang, Vietnam. The Pacific Tuna Commission brings together Pacific Islands Forum countries to flesh out management and regulatory issues concerning the fishery and its labour force. Foreign Fisheries Agency Director General Manu Matavai Tupou Ruzin said the meeting discusses the future of the world's largest tuna industry.
It's important for food security. It's important for employment opportunity. And also, so many of our governments depend on it for a source of revenue that can help with development, such as much-needed infrastructure, schools, hospitals, roads. This is the largest tuna fishery in the world. Around 30% of global tuna supply is from our members' waters. And it's the healthiest tuna fishery in the world.
To sports, New Zealand-born US basketballer Stephen Adams has enjoyed a double-double, scoring 16 points and grabbing 10 rebounds. His team, the Memphis Grizzlies, fended off a final quarter comeback by the New York Knicks to win their NBA match 127-123. Memphis, a third in the Western Conference standings. That's PME News at 6. For more Pacific news and sport, go to pmenews.co.nz.